This is, and used to come to the Baba Sami, and famous stories, like people with terrible cancers and stuff, they used to come to him, and used to make them drink like a whole cup of arak, and like, no, but I'm going to die if I drink. He's like, you stay again, he was laughing, and whatever. He's like, famous, you see me, oh, there's big stuff.
The bottle never ran out.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't say none of those.
Huh? No, but people like were really, really ill. They were mummish. And if they, like people with stomach issues and like ulcers, or like if a regular person under those circumstances drinks it, they die. Like, tishte. Okay, Tov Raboisai. They. It's scary.
It's wrong.
Huh?
6 days. 6 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
We just have to use this room. Someone left that more fast.
Oi. Oi, Zemachti. That is very, very, very scary, Rabbi Sai. So, that being said, huh?
Chazon Ovadia?
Chazon Ovadia. Is that the Shem? Today, we will discuss another very famous, yet not uncontested, minhag that is pretty much very well observed on Rosh Hashanah. Is the minhag that the Rama in Siman Tav Kuf Pegimal brings down, not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
I just learned this.
Okay, so the Ben Ish Chai actually brings this down too. Now, the Rama brings down not to sleep, and in the Rama doesn't bring down the Makor. In Darkei Moshe, which is the Rama's, the Rama has a commentary on Turin Bet Yosef called Darkei Moshe. After Darkei, he was Moshe. So, he probably Darkei Moshe. Anyway, but in the Darkei Moshe, he says that this can be found in the Talmud Yerushalmi. As do the Taz and the Gaon Mivilna, they also bring down such a Yerushalmi. Many poskim, the Maharat Chayut, and others, they question this. They say, you really have to be Baki in Yerushalmi to ask this question, but they say, this Yerushalmi is not Nimtza Befaninu, which means that it's maybe it's a Yerushalmi that got lost, or because by the way, there's many Yerushalmis through the ages. The entire Shas Bavli we have, but Shas Yerushalmi, we don't have the whole Shas Yerushalmi, and there's many Masachtot that went missing. So it could be one of those missing Yerushalmis, but Maharat Chayut writes that we don't know exactly where it is. So, Mikol Makom, it is a Svara. Maran Zichron Berachah Chazon Ovadia says it makes perfect sense, such a Svara. Everybody knows the famous Gemara in Masechet Sota. Tafkaf Aleph, the Gemara says that Torah, when a person learns it, agune agana umatzle matzla, which means that the Torah protects and saves a person. Yeah, what about when he's not learning it?
Torah, yes.
Huh? Torah and mitzvot, right?
Yeah, Torah, not in the future.
Right. So, but when a person's learning Torah, that's why, obviously, when the poskim tell us not to sleep during Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't mean, okay, just do nothing or schmooze or play cards. Obviously, it goes without saying that when they said don't sleep, it meant learn, say tehillim. There's many different minhagim. There's several minhagim that poskim bring down. The Matei Ephraim brings down. There's a minhag Yisrael to finish the entire Sefer Tehillim twice throughout the duration of Rosh Hashanah. Some, it doesn't matter, once in the first day, it doesn't matter how you split it up, because there are 150 prakim in Tehillim. Twice 150 is 300, which is Gematria Kapir. Kapir, atone for, is Gematria Shloshmo. So some people have that. Maran Zichron Berachah brings down, he says, if you're a Ben Torah, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to abandon all of your other Sidre Limud just to be, because in order to finish Tehillim, you really have to be, takes a few hours. So between the Tfilot and the Seudot, there's not, Shkiah is pretty short on Rosh Hashanah. So you really have to, push a lot. So you don't have to abandon everything else. It's a good thing to do if you can, certainly if you wake up early in the morning. Now, there's actually a very interesting Zohar in here. Chelik Betz Daf Kuf Petet. I'll read it to you. It says very interesting about this idea of how Torah protects a person, especially on Rosh Hashanah. Watch this. The Zohar Kadosh says, there's a pasuk in Yonah. We read this on Yom Kippur. Vayikrav elav Rav HaChovel. The captain of the ship came to Yonah, says these many times the Zohar will darshan psukim in ways that are unconventional, right? Rav HaChovel, that's the pashtut, it's talking about the captain. Says the Zohar, da yetzer atov, di ihu manhi kola, which means the Yetzer HaTov is called the captain of the ship. Why? What's the ship? We're the ship. Who's the captain of the ship? That's the Yetzer HaTov. He comes to a person and he says, "Vayomer lo, ma lecha nirdam, kum kirai lenuhecha." Right? Remember the story, the captain came to Yonah. He woke him up and he said, "What are you sleeping? Call your..." Everybody else is praying to their gods, you pray to yours. What does that mean? Dilav sha'atahu lemidmach. It's not a time to sleep. Dehasalkin lach ledina al kol ma de'avadet behay alma. The Yetzer Hara shakes a person up. He says, "This is not a time to sleep. You are being judged for everything you've done in this world. Tuv mechovach." Tuv is melashon shuv. In Aramaic, taf and shin are interchangeable. Yeah? Rachamana tuv meruchzach. Maza tuv meruchzach. Meruchzach. Shuv. Ruchzach is chanun af. It's anger. Yeah, so the Yetzer HaTov shakes a person up. He says, during the din, it's not a time to sleep. So you see, meforash, ra'ya meforeshet, to this concept that the Ramah brings down from the Yerushalmi of not sleeping. On Rosh Hashanah, the Zohar HaKadosh says that any time there's a Yom HaDin, the Yetzer Hara shakes a person awake and tells him it's not a time to sleep. Bevadai, bevadai, Rosh Hashanah qualifies. I told you from the Gemara, what does the Gemara say of the three Yom HaDin that a person goes through? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then you have, by the way, Shita of Rabbi Yose B'Talmud Bavli Daf Tet Zayin in Rosh Hashanah. He says Adam Nidon B'Chol Yom. Yeah, there's a machloket Tanaim. The Mishnah over there says that a person is Nidon once a year on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yose disagrees with the Tanakam. Rabbi Yose holds he's judged every day, which means you really shouldn't sleep any time if you're being judged every day. But let's put that aside. Yeah.
Can't a person force judgment in any moment?
How?
Because there's a Gemara that says not to go into dangerous places. Lest they do another
recounting. That's just to see if he has chovot. That's true. Or there's another one. The Gemara says if a person is mosir dino l'shamayim, if a person, let's say, you have something with somebody else, and the Gemara says you're never supposed to be mosir din l'shamayim. Like Sarad de Tahagar, like Avraham Avinu, Chamasi Alecha. Hashem should judge you. When you do something wrong to me, and I say, Hashem should take care of you. The Gemara says that's a very dangerous thing to do. Because when a person does that, if I transfer the tvi'ah, the claim that I have on you to Shamayim, in Shamayim, what do? They say, okay, let's look into it. But before they do that, what do? Look at me first. So that's another way, quote unquote, to force judgment. But it's not really like a Yom HaDin in the official capacity, like Rosh Hashanah, like Biyat HaMashiach, like Yom HaMitah, v'chule. Now, that being said, very interesting, in Shara Kavanot, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital quotes in Derush l'Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzadi. He says, that the Ari HaKadosh also says, he says, I'll quote it to you, Shama'ati mipi mori ha'ari, this is Rabbeinu Chaim Vital talking, She'en mishon b'Rosh Hashanah. Ach, Shama'ati od mipiv, She'en ze ela ad chatzi hayom. ומאחרי חצות היום ואילך אחר התקיעות ותפילת מוסף יכולים לישון. דרי הקדוש בפירוש said not to sleep, but he says after חצות היום, after you're already done תפילות, שחרית, מוסף, תקיעות, whatever, then you can sleep. And not only that, he ends off, says רבינו חיים ויטל, ואני זוכר שראיתי למורי זל שאחר חצות היום שכב על מיטתו וישן. He says I observed my Rebbe, I saw the Ari HaKadosh, he did go to sleep. He took a nap. He took a little nap. It's very tiring, by the way. I'm assuming also that Ari HaKadosh served as Shliach Tzibur, possibly also Bal Tokea. I don't know if you know, if you're ever on that side of the Teva, being Bal Tokea or Shliach Tzibur, it's exhausting. It takes a lot out of you. Even if you're not, even if just regular Tfilot, Rosh Hashanah, Kippurim, it's exhausting. It takes time. Forget Ashkenazim, forget it. They have to take the Kiddush break in the middle. By the way, no, Be'emet, it's Machloket HaPoskim. You ever anybody here ever prayed with Ashkenazim or Shanayim Kippur?
Yeah.
Oh, yafe. So Ashkenazim, because the tefillah is so long, the Mishabura, by the way, tonight is the yard site of Rabbeinu Yisrael Meir HaKayim. Yunadim Zichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. Rabban Shem Kol B'Nagol Ha'ba'al Mishnah Blura. So the Mishabura says, although, in general, it's not a good idea to take a Kiddush break between Shacharit and Musaf, because of several things that can lead to. Also, you're not allowed to be Koveh Seuda at that time. But the minhag of Ashkenazim is because the tefillah is so tremendously long on Rosh Hashanah. What's the minhag of Ashkenazim? Right? What's your name?
Bibi.
Yeah, what's the minhag of Ashkenazim on Rosh Hashanah? Nachon, the Madai. No, that's without a. No, but they take a Kiddush break. Before Tkiat Shofar, they stop and they take a break for Kiddush, they make Kiddush, and they come back, and it's Mutar, even though the Mishnah Berurah recommends very much against that by all other Chagim. There's two reasons to do that. Number one, because it's long, and number two, because you're not supposed to. Rosh Hashanah also, there's a Machloket, whether or not you're let on Shabbatot, it's Asur to fast until Chatzot. You know that. You have to be especially careful during the winter. Chatzot is very early. Sometimes by the time you're done davening, especially by Sfaradim, you get out of shul, by the time you make Kiddush, it's after Chatzot. Isur Gamur, to fast on Shabbat until after Chatzot. Even though you don't mean to fast. Ze Asur. What do? You wake up in the morning and drink something. Drink a cup of coffee, tea. You're Yotzeh. You're able to avoid the Isur of fasting on Shabbat by having something before the Tefillah. Yeah. Yafet, that's why I didn't say eat. That's why I said to drink. Drink water, tea, coffee, especially for Persians. Tea is sakanat nefashot. That is you have to be very careful. One time I had a friend, I'll tell you a story. You like my stories. I don't know if you like my Torah, but my stories are good. Anyway, one time I had a Persian friend, one of my best friends, the Chavrusa that I did Dayanut with, he's actually Mashadi. He's a Gaon Gadol. Anyway, so he was by my house a lot, and one time I served him a tea, and the tea was a drop light. Let's put it that way. What light, you know what I'm saying? So he looks at me, he gives me like this stare of death. He's like, what is this? I said, it's tea, you're Persian. I know you like. He's like, this is not tea. This is discolored water. He's like, you have to give them a tea that mamash looks like coffee. You know, you know what I'm talking about?
Who's the Rav Sivruta?
Huh? His name is a Gaon Rabbi Aharon Rahmanan. He's a friend of mine. Yeah. Originally from Kew Gardens, now there's in Eretz HaKodesh. One time we were also in a, we were at a Persian simcha together, and they were serving burnt rice. Anyway, Bikitsul. So, yeah. Yeah, it's the, no, yeah, Bukharians don't have it a lot besides for Osavo, but Persians, yeah, they do? Yeah, okay, could be.
So worst version?
I don't know, but I know it from the Persian, but it could be the same. I don't know. I happen not to be the biggest fan. I happen to like my rice cooked, not burnt. Anyway, Bikitsul, so I told my Chavrusa, he's sitting next to me, I'm like, would you like mine? I'm not going to eat this. So again, he gave me like this look of horror. He's like, what is wrong with you? I just don't like that. He has four brothers at home, besides for him. He says, do you know what kind of fight? He's like, we fist fight over this stuff at home. I'm like, why? Just burn some more. Why do you have to fight? Anyway, he's like, it's not burnt. It's toasted in style. I don't know.
Toasted in style.
That's so true. Anyway, Mikol Makom, you have a Hanhaga from the Ari HaKadosh, he says Meforash, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, witness the Ari going to sleep afterwards. Therefore, even though, instead, yeah, go ahead,
Chavot. I've seen many, like a few Sfaradim who, like me and they also do the break between.
At what time? What time of the davening?
Before Shofar.
So I'll tell you, usually Sfaradim also customarily tend to start tefillah on Yamim Noraim earlier than Ashkenazim. Depends on the... But even if the... And also the tefillah of Sfaradim on Rosh Hashanah is significantly shorter than that of Ashkenazim. We don't have nearly as much piyutim as they have and stuff. I've said that if you see the tzibur is like losing it, it's not... But you just have to make sure to eat less than kabitzav pat and other things that... If you want to see the halachot of making kiddush before Musaf... You look in Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, Siman, Resh, Pe, Vav, Sa'if, Gimam. Look over there.
Most of
those
Kiddushim are not bread.
Snacks, even cake. Even cake or Ragalach or whatever it is, you can't have more than Kabitzah Zasur.
It's for any Musaf or just for...
Anytime before Musaf, you have to be Koveh Seudah, nachon? Because you're making Kiddush. So, and Kiddush and Kom Seudah. But the Seudah that you have, you can't have more than a Kabitzah of bread, or of, you can have as many fruits as you want and stuff like that. But mezunot, you can't be koveya more than a kabitzah of seuda because you haven't prayed musaf yet. Vezeh asur. Tov, mikol makom, mishchad de Rabbi Vital, one of the later poskim of the achronim. Yeah.
Rav Anya said, that on Shabbat, people can make kiddush before musaf.
You can make kiddush, but you have to limit the amount of mizunot that you eat to a kibitzah. So,
other than even with kiddush.
Even with kiddush.
Without
kiddush is a different story altogether. I'm talking about even with kiddush, since you haven't yet prayed musaf. The Shulchan Aruch, as explained by the Mishmur in Siman Resh Pei Vav, says meforash that you have to limit yourself to a kabetza of no more than a kabetza of bread or of mizonot. Other foods like fruits, vegetables, stuff like that, you can eat as much as you want. Rice, you can eat whatever, that's fine. Now, Rabbi, so listen carefully. Mishchad Rav Vata wants to say that with the Ari HaKadosh, his hanagah to sleep after Chatzot, there's a machloket in the poskim. What exactly was the reason behind what the Rama said not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah? Two reasons. Number one is Chirdat Adin, Emat HaMishpat, which means, very similar to what the Zohar said, is that it's inappropriate to sleep while the Din is going on. Why? It shows that you're kind of, you don't care. There's Din going on, your life is on the line, and you're sleeping through it. That's one, yeah.
You ever say that the Din goes on by sunrise?
Oh, yafe. I'm getting there. Good, good point. Number two, the Bach, on this Rama in Siman Tav Kuf Bei Gimel, he says Meforash a different reason. He says that there's a concept of Man de Damich Bereshata Damich Mazareh, which means a person who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, it gives him for the rest of, we know that Rosh Hashanah, we've spoken about this, is a very symbolic day. And anything we do and eat and look at and behave on Rosh Hashanah is very symbolic of how the year to come is going to play out. So if that's the case, you don't want to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Night of Rosh Hashanah, you sleep because night is a time to sleep. But during the day, you're not supposed to sleep because then you have a sleepy mazal. I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound good to have a sleepy mazal. Now, says the Mishad Darvata, says Anansen, according to the second reason of, according to the reason of Din, so okay, after Chatzot, there's no more Din. Not only that, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, the Din doesn't stop at Chatzot. When does the Din stop? Third hour of the day. The din starts at Alot HaShachar, and it ends at the third hour of the day, which means by the end of Sof Zman Kirat Shema, din is over. So certainly after Chatzot, I understand very well why the Ari HaKadosh will go to sleep. But if the reason is because of what we said before, the other reason of not having a sleepy year, then you shouldn't sleep the whole time, and Be'emet he says that. But Be'emet, the Mishnah Berurah and other poskim bring down that you have Ma'aseh Rav, you have an action of the Ari HaKadosh. Apparently the Ari HaKadosh knew the sod behind not sleeping, and yet he allowed himself to sleep afterwards. V'chin halakha l'ma'aseh, for anybody who asks, or for anybody who, if you don't feel the need to sleep, so matov manayim, go learn, you know what I'm saying? Preferably, I know a lot of people, again, to each his own, if a person can do ta'anit dibur b'yom Rosh Hashanah, that's the best. To do an actual ta'anit b'Rosh Hashanah is a machlok the poskim. Rova geonim in the poskim hold you're not allowed to. Rav Achai Gaon, you have Rav Yitzchak ben Ge'at, you have Rav Sar Shalom Gaon Kor by the Rosh. Many of them say it's a Yom Tov like any other, you can't fast. But to do ta'anit dibur, why? Because what's the benefit of ta'anit dibur? You don't speak any shtuyot. You don't want to speak any diburim asurim, kalut rosh, lashon hara, rechilut, ona'at dvarim. It's best if you can. Sometimes you can't avoid it. Okay, so it's better, but try to keep it to a minimum. One by one.
To clarify, but the Ari Zal himself, that was the Ari Zal. He needed the rest. Are we in the single as Ari Zal? Or he was with Dafka slept to show that you can?
I don't know if he did it to show, but the point is if a person like the Ari Zal did it,
it shows a weak character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who had a question next? Bechavod. If possible.
Really?
Possible. Again, I'm not saying it's very practical, okay? If a person's living at home and parents and siblings and whatever, so sometimes it's just not... So even if you're not doing a ta'anit dibur, the idea is try to limit the amount of speech on Rosh Hashanah as much as possible to tefillah, Torah, divrei Torah on the table. You know, the Ben Ishchai brings down the Forash in Parashat Nitzavim Shana Aleph. Ben Ishchai says, Minhag Yisrael, how many seudot do you have on Rosh Hashanah? Four. How many prakim in Masechet Rosh Hashanah? Four. Each seudah, don't waste time. Learn a perek of Mishnayot from Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Open up each together. Learn arba ara sheshanim from the first seudah and second seudah, perek number two. Same thing with. By the way, I used to do this when I was younger. My minyan, we don't do this anymore, but we sell before. But on Lel Rosh Hashanah, Lel Yom Kippur, slicha. When there's a lot of selling, it takes a long time sometimes. It was Yom Kippur, I used to take a Masechet Yomah, go through the Masechet. Go through the Masechet Yomah, Mishnayot, eight prakim. during selling. Sukkah. Masechet Sukkah has 5 prakim. 4 seudot the first days. 1 seudah. Do 2 prakim. During the rest, do 1. You finish the whole Masechet Sukkah. You get Masechtot and Mishnayot under your belt. Yeah, b'chavot.
There's I've heard two sheets. One that says on Hashanah, a person just trying to learn whatever he feels. That is going Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
And other side says it's good for a person to just try and finish Tehillim.
Yeah. So the Chazon Ovadia actually addresses that. He says that for Talmid Chachamim who have a daily regimen of learning, they don't have to abandon that in order to say Tehillim. Learn your regular thing. It's better to stick to your. Listen, in general. Talmud Torah be'iyun is better than just reading Tehillim. Nachon? David HaMelech said that for Amei Haaretz who don't have the capability to delve in Torah, so he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just reading Tehillim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept as delving in Talmud Torah. But obviously, Talmud Torah be'iyun is better. Yeah.
And besides for Talmud Torah, what is Musar and Talmud Gibor?
Any Torah or Tefillah.
Besides for Torah. What can you say? What if it's not on like a
Yom
Tov? What about like texting? So someone texts you.
Not asur, but inappropriate. Because then a person, I'm doing Tani Dibur, and then he's busy texting the whole day. As ma'asa. You know what I'm saying? If a person tells you be'emit, let's say you're Tani Dibur, and somebody tells you Shalom Aleichem. So you're not really. So you can get him to understand in a way, it's better not to say Aleichem Shalom. But if he's really going to get insulted, then you can give him back shalom. But try to. Yeah, b'chavod.
Someone avoids the Tzadok.
So that's what the Mishnah Berura and the Pri Chadash understand, that if the Arizal did it, apparently he understood that it won't cause that. And it's only until Chatzot this thing. Now I want to tell you another. Somebody else had a question.
Only
until Chatzot is the issue of sleeping. Yeah? Now.
Arizal only slept after Chatzot? Not
correct.
Before.
Now. That being said, when do we have to be careful? When does the din start? When does the day start? And you should be careful not to be sleeping at that time. Alot HaShachar, you know, at worst case scenario, Netzachama on Rosh Hashanah is not so late. It's about, not so early, slicha. It's about 6:45. It's not Rosh Hashanah. Your lives are on the line. Who gets up after 6:45? Was it Tzchok? Anyway, b'kitzur. Yeah, Shuchinist. So you have to know. You're supposed to wake up, preferably, by Alot HaShachar. If not Alot HaShachar, by Netzach Hama. Preferably, to get up, even if you're not davening, if you're davening Tefillat Netz, Matov U'Mana'im, best, you go straight to Tefillah. And even if not, get up, learn something, prepare for the Tefillah, you know, do something, start reading, something to show that you're afraid of the Deen. Now, there's a famous Shalmei Mo'ed, Hagaon Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that Maran Zichron Berachah quotes in Halacha. And he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say a very interesting thing. When do we say that it's asur to sleep on Rosh Hashanah? That is only if it's a time that you're already up and you're showing, you're going to sleep and you're showing, you don't care about the deen. But if you're already asleep at that time, and you haven't woken up yet, there's no chiyuv bedavka to push yourself and wake up. Although, Matei Yehuda Ayash says, like I told you before, Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, one of the greatest poskei sfarad from Algeria, Matei Yehuda writes that you should put an alarm or whatever it is, get up immediately, Alot HaShachar, worst case scenario, Netzach Hama, Rosh Hashanah, jump out of bed, yalla, zeo, modecha, modecha, and get up. Chazon Ovadia quotes the Shalmei Mo'ed of Shlomo Zalman, he says, apashut, he says, it's not necessarily the case, he says, especially if you stayed up a little bit later, Bilel Rosh Hashanah, learning or whatever it is, and you need a little bit more koach, sleep. So you have koach to daven bechavana later. You don't have to jump up right away. The mutar, you can keep on sleeping. Brings it ayah. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Mem, Dinei Mitzta'ir Min HaSukkah. The halacha is, what happens if it was raining at night? So a person, the halacha is when it's raining, you don't have to sleep in the sukkah. He went in, okay? The halacha is, even if it stops raining in the middle of the night, what's the halacha? He's allowed to finish his sleep in the house. He doesn't have to go back. Not only that, even if it's already, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, even if it's already Alot HaShachar, the Achronim say, never Alot HaShachar, it's a new day. It's not raining anymore. Maybe I would say what? Get up and continue sleeping in the sukkah. No, not Chayav. Why? Because this is just a continuation of the sleep that he has be'etir. Similarly, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman uses a similar concept over here. So, whichever way you want to do is okay, but you should be mechavin l'shem shamayim, even if you mamash can't get up that early, you should be mechavin that sleep, not because you want to sleep, but it should give you koach to be mitpalin throughout the day. Yeah,
Rechavon,
yeah.
If one puts on an alarm, let's say, like, early, Mudah Shachar,
yeah.
He doesn't want to wake up his family, so he gets out of bed. Could he throw something on his phone?
With that, yeah.
And then take it off after?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a problem of mevatel klimei, because over here, you're not, it's on top of the muktzeh. It's not holding the muktzeh, so you can pull it off later. Okay. Or you can also kick it to a place. You can kick it to a place where it's not making noise. Yeah. Well, actually, there's a machloket what a phone is, because phones are very expensive. According to many poskim, phones are actually not kli shemelachto li'isur, but muktzeh mechamat chesaron kis, whose halachot are much more chamur than kli shemelachto li'isur. Yeah. Most poskim hold it's chesaron kis. Huh? Probably.
What does Rav hold
that? I think it's kli shemelachto li'isur. I think it's muktzeh mechamat. A smartphone, which is a few hundred dollars each one, and it would give a person tzad if it broke, and you also don't use your phone for anything else. You know what I'm saying? If there's a nail, there's two prerequisites for Muktzeh Mechamat Chesaron Kis that Maran says in Siman Shin Chet. He says, number one, it's expensive. Number two, you don't use it for anything else. When was the last time you used your phone for anything but phone stuff? You use it to bang in a hand. No, you don't use it for that.
Is
that?
The mirror, if it's filming, you know? Yeah.
What?
Meaning you, that's not, you're not using it out of its stretch natural thing. Yeah.
About your intestines.
Is everyone judged at the same time on Hashanah?
Yes.
I mean, once or like one at a time?
No, so the Mishnah says one at a time.
Then maybe, let's say someone else's judgment will be, let's say, at 9 o'clock and not 6.
Baba Jun, Kadosh Baruch Hu is above and beyond any concept of time. Time is only for us. It's interesting that the Mishnah says that we kol berosh Hashanah kol ba'e olam ovrim lefanav kibne manon. We each one by one pass before HaKadosh Baruch Hu for judgment. Not together, one by one. First of all, nachon, first we're all judged together. Every nation is judged collectively. And after the judgment on the collective nation, then what? Then we go one by one for individual judgment. But over there, there's no before, after. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above time. This is out of his... So it's hard to understand a little bit because our mind can't think in terms of no time. So that's with regards to that. Now, there are poskim who bring down that Matei Yudah, the same Matei Yudah I told before, not to sleep at all. You know, there's a halachan Shulchan Aruch that a person should not sleep shitin nishmin during the day. 60 breaths. How long is 60 breaths? It's a tremendous machlokta poskim that ranges from, the Maran Achida brings down, there are some poskim that say it's about 4 minutes. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, it comes out to about 6 hours. It's a very, very extreme machloket. And even though during the rest of the year when Amakpid, you know, during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Mefurash, Siman Tafresh Gimel. For instance, what example does Shulchan Aruch say? Chumrot that were not Makpid necessarily during the rest of the year, and you should be Makpid during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Patisrei, even though Patisrei is not something that's Isur Gamur. It's something that Maran in Siman Kuf Yud Bet in Yurei De'ah leaves Bedavka open-ended, such that if you see a person eating non-Patisrei, he's eating Pat Paltel, during the rest of the year, can you tell him, you're doing Isur? It's not Isur. It's Hanhagat Tova, Bevadai, but it's not, if you see a person eating Chadash, if you see a person eating non-Yashan, you know something's Chadash. Can you tell him you're eating Isur? Zevadai. You're eating Isur. Le'da Torah v'poskim. Ze Isur Torah mamash. Isur Torah love. Love. Lo le'akev. Lo le'akev. Even though there are shitot that are mekel, shitot among poskei Ashkenaz, among poskei Sfarad, en mi shemekel. Lo le'akev bichlal. Da'at Maran Shulchan Aruch. Da'at Rambam. Da'at Arif. Da'at Arosh. Da'at Atur. All the poskim kulam machmirim. Be Isur Torah. Who's going to be mekel? Mi ekel neged harim gedolim. Yeah? Chalav Stam is certainly not as chamur as Yashan. That goes, that's 1 minute. Yeah, I'll finish up. That's why, no, but at least during, not the time. Yeah. That wasn't a show, then that was Taira. That was Taira, Taira. Anyway, Bekitsur, Mikol Makom, you always have to know, you have to be prepared to talk to anyone at any time on any topic. צריך לדעת, you have to have דברי תורה מחודדים בפיך. שאם ישאל לך אדם, זה גמרא מפורשת, מסכת קידושין, דף למד עמוד ב', הגמרא says, have Torah in your mouth. So if somebody comes to talk to you, again all flustered. No, answer him, know what to say. לכן, רבותיי, during עשרת ימי תשובה, טוב להחמיר. For those who are not מחמיר on חלב יסנדו in the rest of the year, during עשרת ימי תשובה, להחמיר. On פת ישראל, להחמיר. Some say also about sleeping שיטי נשמן, but מנן זכרונו לברכה חזון עובדיה is דוחה, he says, you can take a nap during the day, during עשרת ימי תשובה, the only time to be מחמיר is on ראש השנה, ביום הכיפורים. ברוך ה' לעולם המין דאמין.
Ich habe das Gott, 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 ich habe das Gott